Hey, this is Pete Cerones, and I am with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting, for another conversation, or as we like to say, something to think about. How you doing, Samara?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. And I'm excited that we're going to kind of get back to our roots in terms of taking an article or some newsletter piece or something we saw on the internet, and talk about it. And this week, I really enjoyed the short and sweet piece you sent me from the publication Chief, published July 15th, 2025, very relevant, Leading Through Uncertainty, Five Tips for Taking Intentional Action. And my thought is we could get your views on it holistically, but boy, oh boy, there's a lot of fun content in here. We might have to break out and do some separate segments. So that being said, just to set the tone for those listening, this culture we're living inside the Beltway, where Samara and I are based out of, there's a lot of uncertainty in the federal government. There's a lot of uncertainty in our country. But when it comes to managing and navigating, I think this article really, really emphasized that there's also opportunity, as it states, to lead through disruption. So, Samara, there's the launch pad. What are your thoughts, and why did this article speak to you?
I thought it was a really, really interesting article. Honestly, I'm a bullet point person, so I appreciated that it was here are five tips, and I will be quite honest, very nice and short and to the point. But like you said, Pete, there is a lot here to unpack. So I do look forward to those other conversations and deep diving a little. But just letting everybody know, those five steps: one, let emotions have a seat at the table; two, shift from reaction to creation; three, disrupt the addiction to certainty; four, balance operations with strategy; five, lead others by empowering, not rescuing. So overall, I think the reason why this really spoke to me, a few different reasons, right? We are in very uncertain times here, like you said, especially in our industry, along with government. And you kind of sit there, what do I do? How do you plan for not knowing? I mean, one of the four areas of knowledge, you don't know what you don't know. Well, as a leader in this industry, what do you do? You got to do something. So to me, it's just these five steps really resonated because they are very action-packed when you take them apart. I think this article is so applicable and timely for what we see going on. It's huge on culture, which you and I have had many, many conversations. And I love thinking about and dissecting culture. Whether it's managing culture, we've talked before, does culture just happen or does culture have to be created? I think this article speaks to that in spades. And I think it's also about this other topic you and I have discussed, and you hear the word very, very often these days, resiliency. How do you bounce back? How do you bounce back better than ever? How do you, let's just call it what it is, how do you last? How do you last in an uncertain time? How do you make sure that your business is built for an uncertain time? And these tips were just very, very tangible, I felt.
Yeah, I read the article as those who know me, with that technology bent. And it was interesting because what I love about chatting with you is that there's this humanizing component to whether it's the article or, let's be clear, it's culture. Culture is in a constant state of or continuously sure. Evolving. And I really felt that
I feel that it should be.
It should be.
And you
it's
and
hard.
I agree and that it should be.
let me do this. I'm not 100% sure if you want to go there, but like there's a couple things in here. I was even writing in the little sides of the printed copy for me is number two, shifting from reaction to creation, and there's a discussion of the drama triangle. Hey, folks who are listening, we'll get to that. There's a whole theory behind that framework, but it's kind of like what spoke to me is when you're in a company or an organization and you have leadership changes, or in this case, that's what's happening in government, where technology's having influence, there's the, are we in a paint by numbers world or are we looking at a blank canvas? So just sneak preview. That's how I took that one, is are we looking to take this as an opportunity, or is it, oh, the sky's falling, I have new leadership and I have to figure out what that person's going to want me to do. I always think of that as opportunity. So I have one for each of these, but I want to pivot back to you because we can break one or two of these down, or shoot, we can absolutely do some segments. Did one speak to you that you want to kind of hit on today?
You know what? I don't want to show our hand fully. I think we do that in a separate deep dive.
I love it. I love it because you know me. I will take whatever you say and probably talk for another 15 minutes about it. So let's do that. So everybody and our audience, if you haven't, why don't you Google Leading Through Uncertainty, 5 Tips for Taking Intentional Action, and you'll get a taste of what we're going to dive into and personalize and humanize our views on our next segment of Something to Think About. With that, any parting shots, Samara?
Go read the article.
I love it.
That's
Short and
it.
sweet, just like the article. All right, I'll talk to you again soon.
Right, bye.